Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And we'd like to give a welcome and a shout out to all the great radio stations that are carrying this program across America and around the world too, by the internet and the satellite. Maria in Germany is tuning in tonight. And by the way, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women going coast to coast, border to border. Also, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices to be delivered to your mailbox today. And our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel so everybody can go wherever they need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, follow the page. You'll hear and see all the different things we post during the daytime and whatnot before the show, including putting the talking points over there for people to see. And we're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. That's spelled G-E-T-T-R. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all as Captains, with an S after it, America, all one word, Captains America. Now, you can find out more about us by going to our website, the Captains America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captains America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there, check out all the different things we have to offer, and I'm sure you're going to see something you're going to like. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us right now, so let's go out to California IA. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Well, it's a comfortable night here tonight. It's 78 degrees, partly cloudy. We had a little rain come through here a little while ago, so it's cooled things off a little bit. Not bad at all for a picture-perfect day that we're going to have coming up again.
Very nice indeed.
Yep. So, and by the way, the hotels out behind me are packed again. I don't know what's going on, but they're packed for some reason.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Okay. Well, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, we understand it, and we hope that you do too, because there's a few more people along the way, Kyle, I think, are starting to understand what America's all about, because I keep talking to people, running into them in my travels. By the way, yesterday, down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, we had a big crowd yesterday. We had a lot of people show up, and we appreciate that. I was talking to some people that were there early, and they were there to get on the tram and take a ride, this, that, and the other. And there's people still coming to Florida from all over the country. There was a family there from California that moved to Florida, and the father was in sales, so it didn't really matter to him what type of sales job he got, but he was looking for a job, and he'd been with a Fortune 500 company in California, and he said, that's it, I've had it. My kids, they were both teenagers, my kids, they're not learning anything in school, and they're having to go through all this nonsense, and they were going to put the masks on again and teach them from home, and we said, that's it, we've had it, we're leaving.
Well, I can see why. Very, very much so.
So explain,
and that's happening with a lot more.
Yeah, right? Explain to me what's going on in California, because they kind of told me, but I want to get it from you. You're living there still. They said they left because they're going back to what they did last year again in the schools. Is that true?
Well, in some of the school districts, that's right. And I think it was especially San Diego that had announced early on that they were going to have the COVID protocols and masks and so forth. But there's a lot of pushback to that. So, of course, as we get closer and closer to the regular session schools opening up, I think you're going to see a lot of parents saying this is not going to be acceptable. Because, for number one, the numbers are down. We keep hearing about all these variants, and there's a new variant all the time, and there's another one coming down the pike now, we understand. I think most people, Captain, think that COVID has run in the sense of it being an emergency of any kind, and now it's something that is there, but it's not going to make us do the things we were doing before.
Well, here's the thing. It appears that Joe Biden is about ready to announce a state of emergency for monkeypox in the United States.
That's true. If they haven't done so already, but definitely it's been in the news. We know right now that there's a few thousand cases that we know of. We also know that there's some issue having to do with being able to get the vaccine. Evidently, there is a vaccine for this, but whether or not it's a national emergency, that's debatable. But it is something that we do have our eye on.
Well, there's a vaccine, but the vaccine is not readily available.
Right, yeah. They've been having a lot of trouble, especially because now it's become so prevalent in the news and these cases have gone up, there's been more call for it, exactly.
Okay, now, more rain, unfortunately, in the picture for Kentucky. There's a large area of rain that's going to cover the whole state for the next day and a half, maybe 2 days. And that area that was inundated with the flooding is going to get more rain. They can't take any more water, but they're going to get it. And we just, our thoughts and prayers go with those people over there. Again, we have affiliates, radio affiliates in those areas. So we're hoping that you folks are okay. And if there's anything that we can do to help you, call the show. We'll get it out on the air. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Do not go anywhere. It's going to be a great Friday morning.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. We will take it right away before we go back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, MyPillow has been offering a large buy one, get one extravaganza for several months now on multiple MyPillow products. They keep moving things around. When they sell out of one thing, they add another thing, and away they go. Now is the time to join, folks, the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow products. Go on over to the MyPillow.com website. Go into the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's what gets you in the doorway, promo code CAPTAIN. And you'll see things like the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. You'll see the MyPillow Giza Elegance MyPillows, the fancy dancy pillows. You'll see the six-piece bath towel sets, good enough for just about any size person. I'll tell you what, if it wraps around me, it'll wrap around you. And then they've got the beach towels, and they've got the big brand-new blankets to say. They've got the mattress covers, and goodness sakes, the list just goes on. And the roll-and-go-anywhere my pillows, the travel pillows, and a whole bunch more stuff. Now, what you got to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. Or you can call them directly and speak to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time because I sort of screwed up the phone number. 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. Now, whatever you buy over there, with your purchase, you'll get Mike's book absolutely free, and that's an award winner all by itself. So again, the phone number, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word captain. Always be the word captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, they have a hearing going on right now. The Republicans have called for a hearing to talk to the FBI and others about the whistleblower allegations that a supervisory intelligence agent opened an assessment back in August of 2020 that was then used by FBI headquarters to label accurate information about President Joe Biden's son false. Now, the report by itself had no foundation whatsoever because they were trying to contradict the truthful information that was there about Hunter Biden. And the FBI, of course, the FBI managed to mishandle and rebrand the Hunter Biden information. Just the fact that they were able to do that is deeply troubling. And the answers they're getting from Christopher Wray, the FBI director, just don't cut the mustard.
Well, you're right. FBI Director Christopher Wray was testifying about this. He said that it was deeply troubling in that sense of what he was being told about this or what he's finding out about it. But, Captain, when you have someone in the FBI evidently shutting down the ability for the FBI to go over what was thought to be and known to be, I should say, that's a better way of saying it, known to be truthful, that is incredibly, it's not just deeply troubling, it's terrifying to all Americans, because we're supposed to be searching for the truth. But if you have this simply because it was Hunter Biden, the son of the, at that time, the former vice president, Democrat nominee for president, that's a big deal, because we go back to the hall of the suppression, for example, even of the story in the New York Post about Hunter Biden and how that was essentially suppressed. It's a very, very scary thing.
Yeah, and I really do believe, because I'm going to take the Republicans at their word, when they, after the midterm elections, when they take back control of the House of Representatives, they're going to go back in investigative mode with Hunter Biden. There are things there that need to be released. And something that happened yesterday was our good friend, retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who I talk to several times a week now, and he's going to be back on the program real soon, said he gave testimony to this January 6th committee that stated he was in the room when Donald Trump requested the National Guard on January the 6th. And he wants his testimony released to prove that Donald Trump is telling the truth. And others that have said this are telling the truth. I don't know what the January 6th committee is going to do, but to challenge the integrity of General Kellogg, if you're Liz Cheney or Adam Kissinger, is not going to be very good on their part. It's going to make them look very foolish.
Well, it certainly is, Captain. I'm glad that you mentioned the January 6th hearings, because in contrast, for example, for a Republican-led House to do an investigation into Hunter Biden, you know, Captain, the American people, they do want the truth. No matter what it is, no matter how hard it might be to hear and so forth, they do want the truth. And the truth has a way of, well, for lack of a better expression, ringing true. So whether it's January 6th and hearing from General Kellogg, uh-huh, or whether it's getting the accurate information about Hunter Biden, people want to know what happened. And when you have to suppress something or when you have to create a false narrative, that's the hard part. The easy part is telling the truth and putting the truth out there, and people will accept it, whatever it might be.
Now, we made national news yesterday down here in Florida with our tremendous governor, Ron DeSantis, doing the right thing. Some of the folks on the left side of the aisle are crying foul, but they don't have a leg to stand on, because yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis once again showed that he's definitely a different breed of cat when it comes to being a governor and a politician, because he suspended a state attorney in my neighboring Hillsborough County right here, East Tampa, who refused to enforce Florida's laws. And you can't, you know, this is like what's going on around the country. You can't enforce some of the laws and not all of them. Here's what was going on. State Attorney Andrew Warren, who is a George Soros-endorsed and financially backed state attorney, refused to enforce the duly passed laws, including those criminalizing the castration of children under the guise of general affirming care. And, people that would do that to a kid without, going through a doctor or this, that, and the other and all that stuff, there's really something wrong with that kind of person, in my humble opinion. But the Constitution of Florida was not being upheld by this individual. The governor did the right thing, and there's not one person on my side of the aisle that thinks he didn't.
Well, of course, and as you're talking about, the powers vested in the governor and so forth to take care of this, and Captain, you mentioned something else about doing things to kids. Can you imagine if someone came in and started talking to kids, anybody's kids, about this kind of stuff? I mean, parents have a funny way of being very protective about their children,
and
you wouldn't allow someone near them.
This guy was not prosecuting some of the charges that you normally would charge against a sexual deviant that was going after children. He was not charging all of them.
Right.
It was like pick and choose.
Well, and it's sometimes it appears to be, again, it's part of this mindset. It's kind of like what we have going out here in California with Gascon in Los Angeles. This notion of letting out the criminals and this kind of thing and not prosecuting.
Yeah, how's that working out?
Well, it's creating a hellish nightmare is really what it's doing. And nobody, who's law-abiding, no matter what their ethnic background, race, or religion, or whatever, nobody thinks these things are good ideas except for these far-left, for lack of a better expression, kooks who really believe that they're really going to reshape society in this destabilizing way. And it's not good, it's not fair, and it's going to be incredibly destructive.
Nothing makes me happier than to see some arrogant SOB state official getting his comeuppance for thinking that he could run his own little serfdom, freedom, kingdom, whatever you want to call it. Florida's voters are the ones who get to decide the laws here, not a state attorney and not a politician. We're the ones that decide what we want and what we don't want by telling and electing the right people to do the right thing. So that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it is. And Mr. Warren temporarily is on suspension and may not be there much longer, period. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more. When we come back, I'm going to have a little chat with you about some of the political races to watch across the country. We'll be right back.
For the love of America, you need to tell your friends to listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Cruz between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always conservative, always American. God bless America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Police have secured the scene at a Minnesota Mall of America after it was placed on lockdown when gunshots rang out in the mall. A mall spokesperson confirmed that the mall in Bloomington was on lockdown, while a tweet from Bloomington police did the same, confirming that an active incident was taking place on the northwest side of America's largest mall, and that, quote, numerous police officers were on the scene. Police confirmed shots were fired after video posts online captured what sounded like gunshots near the mall's Nike store. Police have confirmed that the suspect fled the Mall of America on foot. There have been no victims reported. Once the lockdown was lifted, the mall has been closed for the evening. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Thanks very much, Kathy, for doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at ReliefFactor.com. I am a customer of Relief Factor, have been for going on 8 years plus, and I take it because it works. It's that simple. Now, if you're having problems, if you're struggling with neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, ankle, foot, wrist, whatever it might happen to be, pain, or you just have general muscle aches and pains from the job you got going on or whatever, then I'm suggesting you try the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor. Still discounted to the same price it was when I started taking it over 8 years ago, 1995. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Now, if you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, you'll see the little logo link there for the 1995 3-week quick start. Click on it. You're over there. Sign up for it. And away you go. Give it 3 weeks to see if it'll do for you what it did for myself and tens of thousands of other people that have tried it. And you'll know. You'll know. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It starts out with the 1995 3-week quick start, and then you go from there. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, There's a lot of races coming up, and there's a lot of primaries still left. And then there's some people that have won some primaries. So I've kind of got this split in such a way that I've got the people that won their primary and the people that haven't and whoever they're running against. Now, Tuesday's primaries in, what, five states?
Right.
Was pretty well set the field for the races to control the 50-50 Senate. These are the races that really matter. We're going to start... Going to start pretty much in order, alphabetical order. In Arizona, Blake Masters won his primary over there and proved that he could win, correct?
Right.
So people need to pay attention to him. He's a Republican candidate for Senate going up against Mark Kelly. And by the way, Mark Kelly, even though he's a retired astronaut and a military guy and all that sort of stuff, he's pretty much been marching in lockstep with whatever Charles Chucky Boy Schumer wanted done, right?
Right.
And how's that? Where's that gotten us?
Not good. No, nowhere.
Well, gas shot through the roof. Everything else is up. And by the way, you can say what you want about gasoline prices dropping down a little bit. They should be a lot lower than that, period. We never should have gotten to the point to where gasoline prices went to $5, $6, $7, maybe even $8 a gallon in some places. You told me you're still paying over $5 a gallon out there. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right down the street from me, $5.29 a gallon, and we're supposed to feel blessed now that, okay, it's come down just a little bit, you know, but it's not. It's still not a good situation.
You want to feel blessed? Here's the blessing. $1.87 a gallon back during the election day that we voted for the last president, 2020. $1.87. That's the blessing. Get it back down there, then we'll talk.
Well, exactly, sure.
Now, Joe O'Day in Colorado, same thing. In fact, for all of them, that these are people that can win. Herschel Walker in Georgia. In North Carolina, Congressman Budd, who's now going to be Senator Budd, in my opinion. He's running against somebody who can't hold the mustard up against him. Up in New Hampshire, I'm not sure about this, but Chuck Morse is the name of the guy who's going to be the Republican nominee. And he could win if people will just study the candidates and see what the Democrat did and what the Republican is saying they're going to do. There's a 180-degree difference.
Well, certainly, and especially as we start to close now less than 100 days, it's going to start making a lot more, it's going to be a lot more prevalent, not only on the news, but in people's minds, their conversations during the day, and I hope you're right, Captain, people will start looking at it really close.
Now, you would know more about this than I do. I don't know about Adam Laxalt. I do know that I think, was it his father was a U.S. Senator for years there, Paul Laxalt?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Well, he was the, I think, Attorney General, and now he's running for Senate. Is that correct?
Right. That's in Nevada, I believe, yeah.
Yeah. So Adam Laxalt can take that seat back in Nevada. Again, got to get the people to show up. And J.D. Vance in Ohio. J.D. Vance has come on like gangbusters, and right now he's the guy to beat, in my opinion. I like what he's saying. I keep hearing what he's saying, and it all makes sense to me. The one I'm not too sure about, even though he proved he could win a primary, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. I'm not really sure about him.
Well, yeah, I hear you. I know what you're talking about.
He's got a lot of Democratic ideas from the past.
Well, true. And sometimes, it's not an indictment against, you know, well-known or celebrity candidates, but sometimes the well-known or celebrity candidates don't really deliver, you know, in the end. So I think that's part of the hill that he has to climb up in order to make people believe that, hey, I'm in this, I'm for real, I have, you know, this is my total focus and this kind of stuff.
And then you've got Tiffany Smiley in Washington State who's getting the attention of some people because I didn't even know who this person was until I learned of the win in Washington State. But that's someone that's going to get some attention.
Yep, I believe so.
And our good friend who years ago when he first ran for the Senate, he called me up one day and he says, is there any chance I could get on your show? And I said, well, who are you? He says, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm a businessman, and I'm running for U.S. Senate. I want to turn this country around.
And I got behind him early on when he first ran, and I was happy to say that I had a little bit to do with him getting elected, not a lot, a little bit, because I had a couple of affiliates at the time up there in Wisconsin. Now I've got four, but I had a couple of affiliates up there that they could hear him talking on my station, my show, and it seemed to help him a little bit. So I was happy to have that just little bit to do to give him a percentage point or two to get over the top.
Very cool. Absolutely. Yep.
And then we've got a couple of races in Florida that are turning a lot of heads because of all the he said, she said nonsense that's going on. But the one thing that doesn't stop is the issue that's got a lot of veterans involved when it comes to Florida 13 and Florida 15. And a lot of veterans have noticed some of the ads and noticed some of the things, the way they're dressed and the patches that they're showing and the wings that they've got on and this, that, and the other. And I'm hearing about it almost every day now. Take a look at this, take a look at that, take a look at this. The law is very specific, the federal election law, that when you run for public office and you are a military person, you cannot show yourself in any other uniform other than the one that you wore when you were in the service. Does that make sense?
Of course.
So if you were a clerk typist and you wore like a nice pressed shirt and a little black tie and a skirt, and that's how you went to work, and you suddenly show up in a pair of fatigues with combat boots, with a vest, a bulletproof vest, with a rifle, a pistol, and a dog representing yourself as something else, that's called misrepresentation of what you did. That's what you can't do.
Well, precisely, yeah, because it gives a false impression of what your role was.
And then the other issue is certain patches and wings tipped a certain way and this, that, and the other, whether or not it represents a certain unit. I've heard several things about that. That's the Florida 15. So between those two districts, Florida 13 and Florida 15, people have got to keep their eyes on the prize and remember, vote for the most qualified individual. Don't just vote for somebody because your neighbor said, oh, she looks good in a bathing suit.
Right.
So we've got,
exactly.
So to go back to where I was, we've got 10 races that I just mentioned. I had the other two, that's 12. But 10 races, the Senate races, and if the Republicans run the board on that, if they win all 10 seats, they'll have a 6-seat majority, 56 seats in the Senate.
Wow. Exactly.
Four short of the magic 60.
Right.
Which they can work on in 2024.
Well, precisely, but at the very least, it would be a much better sort of level of comfort.
Yep. All right.
Because they might be able to work with certain Democrats.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And remember, winning in November is the most important way to put the brakes on this mess called the Democratic Party. It's to put the brakes on them and stop them in their tracks to where they can't do any more damage to America. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
For the love of America, you need to tell your friends to listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always conservative, always American. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh.
Smith, and that's one of the classics of all time. Delbert McClinton, who got my attention when he did it. That's called Standing on Shaky Ground. Kyle, what are you going to give that, a 5, a 7, a 9, or a 10?
Well, I'd give it at least a 75, you know.
Wait a minute. This is an American Bandstand.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I went on there. I remember years ago, I was on American Bandstand one time. Beverly Dorland, the lovely Beverly Dorland, went with me. I don't even know where she's at anymore. But anyway, she went with me, and we were the people that represented our high school at down in Philadelphia on American Bandstand. And they had us on that little gizmo that they did, you know. And what would you give this song? And I gave it a 75, and I don't even know why I gave it a 75. And when they asked you, well, what did you like about it? Oh, the beat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, well, let me read this here and then turn it to you. Folks, I want to get this out there first. The people in Kentucky, you need to be on your A game again. You're going to get a day or two of rain. All day, all night, rain. Something you don't need to have. Okay, now I'll read the statement. Dangerously hot summer conditions are going to persist in parts of the central and eastern U.S. Also, some numerous record high temperatures are likely in the northeast, the middle Atlantic, and the central high plains. Areas of heavy rain may produce flooding in the southwestern United States and the Ohio Valley and into the middle Atlantic, where they've already had serious flood damage. Take it away.
Well, Captain, tonight we're looking at a heat advisory for our friends in Portland, Oregon. We've got a heat advisory there. Some of the temperatures could go as high as 97 to 102. Looking at the forecast, though, for Friday for Portland, Oregon, looks like it could be 85. So maybe a little bit of relief, but still be on the lookout for high temperatures in that area. We also continue to see aerial flood watches through most of the state in Nevada. This is going to go down from about Elko all the way down to just north of Las Vegas, but it's also going to go over into California, down through Ridgecrest, Fort Irwin, and down to Barstow as well. And as we look on the active rain map tonight, we do have some rain up on I-80 in Nevada. This is going to be in the Battle Mountain area, so you want to be aware of that. A little bit north of there as well, a little bit north of Elko, so we'll continue to see next hour where that rain seems to be headed. We'll let you know if it's going to be heading over the freeway again. Also, just north of Las Vegas, so we continue to see a lot of rain, and that is going to go over into parts of Southern California, the high desert area, in the especially if you're coming down Highway 395, heading towards Ridgecrest. You're definitely going to be seeing rain come across the road. Interstate 15, this is going to be between Barstow and Baker. You've got rain coming across the interstate there. And if you continue on north of Las Vegas on Interstate 15 tonight, you're going to be running into rain coming across the road just well before you ever get to Mesquite. So you want to be aware of that. Rain also north of Albuquerque, New Mexico, down Interstate 25, down near Hatch, Las Cruces. It's not coming across the road, what we can tell, but it is heavy in places. So you want to be careful of that. And also rain around Roswell. Well, tonight, Captain. So again, warnings to all alien spacecraft.
Thank you, Kyle. All right, let's start. Oh boy, let's start with Fargo, North Dakota. Now we're going to have some heat up there. We're also going to have some rain. We're also going to probably have a passing thunderstorm or two down below Fargo tonight. Down 29. We currently have a line of thunderstorms coming across, creating some havoc in there. We had a tornado watch and or warning in Nebraska, the northwestern corner of Nebraska, earlier in the evening last night. There's still an area there where they have a flood warning in that area, as well as a high heat warning out in the northwestern section of Nebraska. A lot of other areas of Nebraska are going to be in the warmer temperatures. Again, they have the threat of the severe thunderstorms all across there, all across Kansas, the eastern half of Oklahoma, down towards the Metroplex, down 35 into Dallas. And the rain, got to talk about that. This is serious, folks. This is beyond serious. They've had the flooding in Kentucky, and it's the river started to go down and things are starting to come back a little bit. You can see the debris and they're trying to get things cleaned up and they're doing a lot of recovery because they still got a bunch of people that are missing. Well, with all this rain is coming, it's going to flood some more streams. And I don't know any other way to tell you other than I hope to hell you're on higher ground and prepared, because if not, you're going to be in big trouble and you need to clear the area because this is not going to be good. I-64 running east-west going across to Kentucky, you'll have rain the whole length of it into West Virginia. Up on I-70 coming out of that area going east, you'll have rain into West Virginia. Through most of West Virginia, in the mountains especially, where it gets real hairy with a lot of the rain, when they get a lot of rain. And they're calling for 1 to 2 inches of rain, possibly more. And right now in the western part of Kentucky, they do have flood warnings. Not watches, warnings for the rain that they've had over there. A lot of rain in a short period of time. So please be careful and heed all the warnings coming at you from the Weather Service and the emergency people. If they tell you to get out of where you're at, get out. Get out. They know better than you do. Correct, Kyle?
That's exactly right, yes.
Yep. Now, taking a look at the East Coast, we've got some unsettled weather conditions in Maryland tonight. Could have a storm or two in there. Going up into Jersey, it extends up about halfway into Jersey. Then you've got the high heat and the watches for the thunderstorms all the way up through to include southern New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Cape Cod, and up into the lower portion of Vermont and New Hampshire right now. So that's what the weather is looking like. And other than that, it's going to be a pretty good day for most of the people around the countryside. And I got a question for you. I'm going to throw out there real quick while we got just a couple of seconds. Lee in Tampa wants to know, he's heard that many Americans and children have never or refused the normal measles and chickenpox shots might be vulnerable to the monkeypox. Do you know anything about that?
I have not heard such a thing, but it would be something that we can definitely try to find out about. I'm not sure of the exact relationship between these different viruses.
I've heard it, but I can't prove or disprove it, but we'll try to find out on the break. Fair enough?
Yep, fair enough.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and don't forget this program is all about we the people, and what we the people can do.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.